Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon. The United States president has renewed calls to ban assault weapons after six people were killed in a Nashville school shooting. Three adults and three children were gunned down by a woman at a Christian school before she was killed by officers. Joe Biden says it's heartbreaking and enough is enough.
We have to do more to stop gun violence. It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation. And we have to do more to protect our schools so they aren't turned into prisons.
A boost for the yes vote ahead of this year's referendum, with a majority of West Australians wanting to see Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders recognised in the Constitution. Today's West poll shows 60% in WA will be voting for the change. Legislation is set to be introduced into federal parliament in Canberra on Thursday ahead of the referendum, which will be held sometime between October and December. The scale of the Latitude financial cyber attack is far larger than initially thought. Nearly 8 million Australian and New Zealand driver's licence numbers and 53,000 passport numbers were stolen. That's all on top of the recent Optus and Medibank hacks. Techspert Trevor Long says there are a couple of signs to look out for that might suggest your details have gotten into the wrong hands.
An increase in scam and spam email contact and SMS contact. But additionally, potentially some impact on your credit. So looking at whether or not anyone's applying for credit under your name.
Prince Harry has been spotted in the High Court in London as the case against publisher Daily Mail continues. In sport, another week on the sidelines for injured Eagles duo Elliot Yeo and Nick Natanui. Coach Adam Simpson telling Seven he expects Yeo to miss the derby.
No, I don't think he'll be playing. I'll have to make a remarkable recovery this week. So if he doesn't train on Thursday, he won't play, and he's more unlikely than likely to do that.
And after ruling Nat Fyfe out of the derby, Freo are now saying he's a chance to play. And Tigers defender Nathan Broad faces the music tonight, sent to the tribunal for a sling tackle. He's expected to cop a minimum 3-game ban. First weather, sunny today with a maximum of 27 degrees. Then it's mostly sunny for us tomorrow and a high of 27. Want more local news? Get free breaking news. Download the Listener app, search for your area and add to your favourites now.